At the 2014 Farm Progress Show, we're going to talk with Dr. Emerson Nofziger from the University of Illinois, Extension Agronomist, and we're going to talk about the state of the crops in the Midwest this year. And Dr. Nofziger, here in the DuPont Pioneer Tent, you gave a presentation and talked about what you're seeing out there, and you've been counting some ears and counting kernels, and it's confirming we've got a pretty big crop out there.
Well, I am. The one thing that tells us it is, that I've been at Illinois for 33 years, this is the first time I've seen people take kernel counts and then try to figure out how they can lower the yield that count tells them they're going to have. In other words, we're looking, saying, well, the kernels won't get that big because they're coming up with some phenomenal numbers. And it's not very often that people are out there and estimating and getting in the high 200s and even up 300 and above in terms of kernel counts. So the obvious question to begin with, can it really be that good? And the answer is absolutely it can, and it is. It's by far the best I've seen in my time here in Illinois, and certainly that means it's the best that's ever been. And it's humans are going to want to take credit for this, but obviously without the weather we've had, we wouldn't be standing here talking about this. You know, we had good yields last year in Illinois. In 2012, we had a disaster with yields barely breaking 100 for state average. Our prediction this year from the USDA is we'll have 188. I would not be at all surprised to see that come up a little bit. It's one of those things we've learned to watch during the season, and you say, okay, something's going to go wrong. What's it going to be? And either too much temperature, too hot, gets dry for a little while. Really haven't had any of that this year. We've had a little bit of leaf disease and some things like that. But if you can give us above normal rainfall just about every month of the year and below normal temperatures in July and August, which it looks like we're going to have this year, that's a formula for a tremendous crop.
Anything to be concerned about over the next 30 to 45 days?
Well, certainly the price is one thing that everybody is concerned about, and I guess it's remarkable with a crop this size that the price didn't come down some more. Now, I would also say that there are people in the Corn Belt, the Northern Corn Belt in particular, that are certainly not rejoicing today like we are. Late planting and lack of heat during the growing season is going to be detrimental in some cases, and I'd say it's going to be a miracle if some of these areas don't take frost before this crop is fully mature. Our farmers, with the prices they are today, they had to spend money last year drying the crop. They'd certainly rather not spend money this year, or as much money as they did last year, but it's going to be tough. We aren't looking at maturity earlier than normal at this point. It'd probably come about the normal time. In Illinois, that means, the third week of September, maybe the end of September in northern Illinois. Pretty much the same, I'd say, across Iowa, maybe early October in northern Iowa. That's coming at a time when the temperatures are dropping and dry down isn't as fast anymore. So that's going to be one concern. Can we kind of grit our teeth and let it stand out in the field for another little while and before we harvest and have to dry it down from 30%. But with a crop this size, I think, it has a way to make us all optimists, I guess. And at this point, we're not looking at any particular issues. Standability with high yield is always one that people worry about. I made the comment here that the conditions in the midsummer were so good that we think the stalks can put in pretty good lignin. That's sort of the woodiness that it takes for them to stand, even if they're no longer alive at the end of the season. I do think we had some of that this year, and at this point, I'm fairly confident that this crop will stand until the combines run. Of course, if we get a tornado or the end of a hurricane or something like that, that could all change. But at this point in time, a lot of people are just wondering what that yield monitor is going to look like. And if they haven't seen a 3 on it before at the first digit, they're probably going to see it this year, in some places in their fields at least.
I asked you earlier about things to be thinking about from next year as we roll those combines this fall. And you mentioned that we're going to have a tremendous amount of residue out there to deal with.
We do. It's not uncommon these days to have good residue. We like it when it's in, when the crop's out there. We don't like it after it's gone. Well, if standability is the if it takes the residue to have standability, I think we should be happy we have it. But it's still a challenge. People have taken to tillage in a large part, trying to break it up, size it up, use vertical tillage, things like this. And I think that's probably all going to be into play this year. There are in some places here in central Iowa, there's some baling up, I guess, of corn stalks for use in ethanol production. And that's not going to take very many of the millions of acres of corn in Iowa, obviously. But, we just have to be reasonable with it. We have looked at efforts to try to get residue to break down faster with putting nitrogen out there in the fall and so on. Really, the residue breakdown is tied closely to temperature and moisture. And whether or not we put nitrogen out there, we really don't think, and most research shows that we just can't expect that to make very much difference. It's probably just pretty much putting nitrogen out there, and certainly probably some of it's going to go away and we'll never see it again. So other than that, things as usual pretty well. There's not much in the fall we do about pests and this kind of thing with residue and leaving some on the surface. That potential will be there next year if we're following corn after it. But other than that, no. And I guess a lot of crop takes a fair amount of nutrients out, phosphorus, potassium, and we just have to make sure we don't let those go down too much before we go and put them back out there.